This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Police in Racine and Mount Pleasant arrested 8 people and seized 23 guns and a lot of drugs after a major 2-day operation. It was all tied to a January bar shootout. Police say the gunfight started when rival gangs clashed inside Snap's bar, leaving one man wounded. Police say the gunfight began when rival groups clashed inside of Snap's bar. That spilled outside, leading to the shooting and one man being wounded. Several of the suspects are felons or were out on bond. Police expect more charges as the investigation continues. A new Marquette Law School poll shows most Wisconsin voters are still undecided in upcoming state races. 2/3 haven't chosen between Justice Chris Taylor and challenger Maria Lazar for the state Supreme Court, and about 65% of Democrats remain unsure about their candidate for choice of governor. Leading the poll at this point are Madison area Representative Francesca Hong and former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Milwaukee developer Jay Jeffers & Company is expanding its Racine portfolio. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports they purchased the 40-unit Riverbend Lofts for about $5.25 million. The site is near the company's major Bell City Square redevelopment project. The Pleasant Prairie Recplex Scholarship Fund will soon open for applications. The effort aims to help families afford youth sports and lessons. The program offers up to $150 per child and accepts applications year-round. It's meant to help kids facing financial hardship. And Vice President Vance visits Portage County today as part of a national tour following the State of the Union. Vance will be at a machining facility in Plover, highlighting manufacturing and the economy. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows voters in Wisconsin are clearly undecided in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race and in both party primaries for the gubernatorial election. In a presentation on Wednesday, Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette Law School poll since 2012, said with just 6 weeks remaining until the nonpartisan ballot in April, 66% of the polled voters don't know who they will support for Wisconsin Supreme Court justice between liberal Chris Taylor and conservative Maria Lazar.
There is a small difference. Lazar is at 12% support and Taylor at 17, so a 5-point Taylor advantage, and that big 66 out to the side.
The same can be said for the gubernatorial primaries coming up in August. In the Republican primary for governor, 35% of the voters support Tom Tiffany, 2% support his challenger Andrew Mansk, and 63% are undecided. On the Democratic side, 65% of the voters polled haven't picked a candidate. Francesca Hong is the frontrunner with 11%, Mandela Barnes is close behind at 10%, and Sarah Rodriguez comes in third place with 6% of the vote. The remaining 5 Democratic candidates have 5% support or below.
So the point to take away from this is this has less to do with the individual vagaries of the race and has a lot to do with the fact that Wisconsin voters just haven't tuned in to any of this year's elections here in February.
The survey of 818 registered Wisconsin voters was conducted between February 11th and 19th. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed proposed legislation last week seeking to add protections for news coverage and free speech from bogus lawsuits. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
The anti-SLAPP, or Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation bill, passed on a voice vote in the Assembly and now moves to the State Senate for consideration. Lawmakers say the goal of the bill is to prevent the use of costly and time-consuming litigation as a tool to limit free speech or retaliate against a news organization for their coverage. If passed into law, the anti-SLAPP bill would create a more efficient process for courts to quickly dismiss lawsuits it deems were filed to target protected speech or discourage civic participation. Such lawsuits typically do not have a legitimate legal basis, but are filed simply to punish an individual or organization by forcing them to engage in the expensive and lengthy legal process to defend themselves. The bill would also allow the prevailing parties to recover attorney fees and require a prompt hearing. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Unfortunately, school shootings happen across the country. In Madison, two people were killed at the Abundant Life Christian School in December of 2024. Now, one Northeast Wisconsin county is taking a more proactive approach in dealing with these tragic situations. Civic Media's Bob Nelson reports.
School leaders from across Fond du Lac County recently met to talk about the unthinkable. How best to pool resources for an active shooter or tragic scenario in a school setting. Ripon School Superintendent Ron Rivard says they'd like to train one or two people from each district to help with reunifying parents and kids during such an event.
In the midst of that, you want to be able to take care of your people and to have other professionals that are coming in that are trained to be able to help just manage all of the logistics of reunifying families and helping navigate that whole situation, I just think is a good idea.
There are nearly 60 schools across Fond du Lac County. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Wisconsin could lose a seat in Congress after the 2030 census. Population estimates show faster growth in other states, especially in the South, which could shift several House seats away from the Midwest. Experts say that while Wisconsin's representation may shrink, it would still be one of the most competitive swing states in national politics. Republicans now hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 congressional seats. Legal challenges over the state's district map are pending before Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Is brine best? A recent UW-Madison research project suggests it may be. The research led by Traffic Operations and Safety Laboratory, or TOPS Lab, shows salt brine used between 40% and 72% less salt than traditional rock salt. Salt brine is a mixture of granular salt and water used to keep roads clear before or during winter weather. Field testing evaluated operational and safety performance on parallel roads in 2 Wisconsin counties. Salt brine was applied in one direction, and the traditional granular rock salt was applied in the opposite direction. Results showed nearly equal road performance between the salt brine and the rock salt highway sections. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Packers preparing for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says the team spoke to a number of college defensive linemen.
We had about 11 interviews last night, and hearing these guys' stories, I mean, it's always really kind of an interesting look into the person, and I enjoy that part of it.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Cavaliers at 5-serve form, 118-116. Cleveland, unable to score at the buzzer, Doc Rivers.
I think I told our team, like, we'll take the win, and I thought we played great except for a 4-minute stretch. We had a 12-point lead, turned the ball over 3 times or 2 times, and then ran a poor play, and then it's a 1-point game. You know, we kind of messed with the game in that way, but we still won.
College hoops, the Badgers losing in Oregon, 85-71. Nick Boyd, just 11 points. Baseball, the Brewers, a 13-12 win over the Giants. Bryce Terang with 2 home runs, including a grand slam with 5 runs batted in. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high right around 41 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be clear. We'll drop to 29 tomorrow. Sunshine and a lot warmer with a high of 56. Then it's going to get a lot colder with a little light snow by Saturday into Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.